All right, episode 122. We're back.
122.
Yeah.
122.
122 of these bad boys.
Yeah.
We're running out of things to talk about. Or are we?
Or are we?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so I think today we were chit-chatting a little bit, and you know, I'm working on a project right now, and I won't get into the specifics of it for purposes of this conversation, but sure. It's the idea that, you know, nothing kills a bad product
like great
faster than great yeah. advertising, right?
I love that line.
If we think about that line and we think about, or just in general, the power of advertising.
Yeah.
And potentially, you know, in this particular case, we have a client, they have a wonderful product. And dare I say, the advertising has been so effective that it's overwhelmed operations to a degree. And yeah. it's caused a bit of a problem.
Well, it's can you grow yourself out of business?
It's all about scale.
By right. going too fast, too fast. Yeah.
And the answer is yes. The good news is they're in great shape. They're going to be fine.
Everyone's going to be fine.
But because of that, we've had to deal with, I'll call it a PR, you know, customer service kind of issue.
Hey, where's my stuff?
We are so good at what we
do.
Here
we go.
So effective. No, but it got us thinking about just sort of the power of advertising and good products, bad products.
And it is a superpower.
And it is a superpower.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I always say, I've been saying this for years, I've probably said it on the podcast, it's the power of persuasion.
Yeah.
Right? It's you don't know you need something until we tell you you need something.
Right.
Right. Right. And then you're like, oh my God. I need that. How did I live without that?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the sign of a successful, you know, meeting of a great product and a great message.
Right. Right.
So.
Right. Is I didn't know I need that, or do I just make it so popular that everybody just, yeah, by virtue of, well, everybody else has.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I have to have this thing, whatever.
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
Like the pet rock.
Yes.
So we were talking about just sort of novelty.
Yeah.
Objects.
Classic advertising.
Classic advertising. Yeah.
But not from like a dorky advertising historical. Fact.
No.
Not like the lemon ad, you know, and the all the others, you know.
Right.
Just like Americana sort of, you know, classic products and ads.
Yeah.
And things that have lasted the test of time.
Yeah. Know? We were talking about products that are, I don't want to say worthless, but just novelty, just complete novelty items.
Yeah.
They don't do anything.
Well, I think my list of products is actually worthless. So maybe they are worthless. You know?
And we immediately went to,
You went to Pet Rock.
To Pet Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, wow. We're selling rocks
now to
people.
It's packaging.
It's all packaging.
Why do you need to package a rock? I mean,
yeah.
I guess because you need a place to put the barcode and the price sticker.
That's right.
Well, how much was a pet rock back in the day? And you had a pet rock. I never had a pet rock.
Not only did I have a pet rock, but then they branched out and then I had a rock concert.
Wait, what?
Oh yeah. I had a rock concert, which was I'll call it a flat, like a skipping rock.
Okay.
About the size of maybe a baseball around,
okay.
in circumference. And it had tiny little pebbles glued on top of it.
Oh my God.
They were painted all different colors.
Hilarious.
And then part of a popsicle stick on the back that said rock concert on it.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. So okay. I had a rock.
And that came in a box? The rock
band? Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Now what, I mean, this is early 80s, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, this is late 70s, early
80s. Okay, so you started with a pet rock and then somewhere along the line
so
you
got a rock concert.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I still have the rock concert.
No way.
I do. To my house.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, it's in a box somewhere,
yeah, okay,
but I 100% have it.
You don't still have the original packaging for those things. I can't imagine you do, right?
No,
I mean, they got torn out of the box and put on a shelf or something, you know?
Yeah. But that got me thinking about like, okay, where would you find, when I was growing up anyway, late 70s, early 80s, where would you find all of these magical, nonsensical gifts? And I would always go to the back of, I was a Boy Scout, so Boys Life Magazine.
Oh yes, yes.
And the back of Boys Life Magazine, had just this wonderful.
It was a grid, right?
It was a grid of just the most ridiculous things you could ever buy.
Oh, well, it's all the stuff that's, I mean, I'm a comic book guy, and it's all the stuff that was in the comic books.
Yeah, you know? It's the same stuff.
Same deal, so.
Were they in like Mad Magazine too?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they were, right?
Yeah, there was the same set. It was, I mean, I don't want to go through my whole list right now, but it's the X-ray glasses.
Oh yeah.
You know, send us a dollar. Like put a dollar in an envelope and we're going to send you cardboard glasses that have a little hole in them, right? And it's like, woo, you know, and it's like you can see you know, through walls, and you can see through people's clothes, and you can see the bones.
Every little boy wanted that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah. It's what? Like no one's buying I mean, you know, X-ray glasses for $1 in 1982. Like that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know.
You know what also was a big item on those was the and it stood the test of time is the classic whoopee cushion.
Oh yeah, whoopee cushion.
You could always get a whoopee cushion out of that thing.
Yes. There was another, we still got it. Those things still exist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, go to Richards.
Those are still out there. Is Richards still there in Atlanta?
I don't know
if it's still there. I need to.
There's a, in Peachtree Battle Shopping Center, there's a store called Richards, like Richards, by the dime.
Richards Variety. Richards Variety Store. Yeah.
And they have all the, if they're still in business, somebody fact check us. But they used to have all just the classic novelty games.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah, it kind of was like a five and dime. Like, it's like a general store.
It was like a,
in a city.
Yeah. You know, want a balsa wood airplane?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go there.
With the little rubber band thing. The wind up propeller. Absolutely.
You need a hand buzzer?
Yeah. Well, your pet rock, I will meet your pet rock and raise you sea monkeys. You know, sea monkeys. I never had sea monkeys. But this magical, it was, you know, buy a kit of sea monkeys. And I think they were like little dried out brine shrimp, you know, and then you put them in an aquarium and then maybe they come back to life or something, you know, but they sold this whole magical underworld kingdom of sea monkeys.
I remember that they exist, but I don't remember them at all. If that makes sense. Like, I don't remember what a sea monkey was,
but it was a teeny little speck of dirt,
but
it was a teeny little shrimp thing.
Was it a real shrimp?
Yes, it's a real brine shrimp is what I understand, right?
It came
in like a little bag or something, and you're supposed to just pour the bag of like, it looks like sawdust. Like, just pour the bag of sawdust in your aquarium, and then boom, this magical underworld. Well, I think they kind of come back to life, and then they swim around it.
Because they've been in a shrimp coma?
But never before have that. You know, it's the magical world of advertising does not line up with the product. I mean, the ad is this unbelievable illustration of the sea monkey king with his beautiful sea monkey queen and all this magical stuff happening, right? And it's like, that's not what the actual product is. You know?
Unlike, McDonald's and Burger King advertising where the burger always looks
exactly
like it. Exactly like it does on the
ad. I think even still to this day, people are getting in trouble with that. You know, like, I think we talked about this. Didn't we? Taco Bell's getting to, because it was like, no. You overpromised how much, meat is in this burrito or whatever.
Yeah. So, that coffee was way too hot.
No, you bring up a good point. Well, another one on my list, again, from that time, I'd be curious as to what the versions are now. I mean, it's all Instagram Temu ads probably in terms of what the junk, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
But I'm going to throw out the, chia.
The chia pet. Yeah. I never had. Did you have one?
No. I was trying to think if we had one in our family. I never was given one personally, but, great advertising jingle, not a pet, just like your pet rock. I mean,
it wasn't a head of hair,
but
it's a plant.
It was like a little sculpture that grew the sprouts. Some type of sprout.
You watered it and it grew. A plant.
Yeah, it was like a plant. Yeah.
Pet plant.
We've rebranded plants.
pet plant.
And named them. But you had to mix the goo and then put the goo on the ceramic pot or whatever, right? And the pot was shaped like, you know, a porcupine or like different animals. And then there was even one that had like a head of hair. It was like you grow out like the Bob Ross afro of sprouts or whatever. So
it is true though that Instagram, the socials, Instagram and TikTok, are the new back of Boys Life magazine.
Yeah, totally.
There's just crap. Just junk.
Absolute garbage.
Yeah.
Absolute.
Total.
Same with Twitter now too. It's rife with just horrible products that are not what you think they are. So have you ever bought anything off Instagram and been disappointed?
I have.
Because I know you got shoes or whatever off Instagram and you love those shoes. You're wearing them right now?
I'm wearing them right
now. Yeah. So, I mean,
twice. Bought them twice.
So I'm not knocking. I mean, advertising works. We're not anti-advertising, but have you ever bought anything off the socials and then been disappointed? It just happened to me.
The only other thing that I think I found on the socials was, this is weird, but, a hat company.
Okay.
Because they make hats for people with tiny heads. And I always joke that, like, You remember that great scene in Beetlejuice where the guy with the shrunken head is in the waiting room?
Yeah.
That's me. I have this tiny, tiny.
It doesn't look small.
And it's hard. But, I'm not a big guy.
But normal hats don't fit your head.
Normal hats do not fit my head. So I received an Instagram account because they have my demographic profile and everything else. Hey, hats for people with small heads. And I totally bought one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But were you disappointed though?
There were actually two different companies.
Okay. And you bought one from both?
I bought one from each.
Okay.
And one of them was totally didn't fit the bill, dare I say. Right. And the other one, totally did.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. Awesome. But that's the kind of stuff that I bought off Instagram. Like I haven't bought anything that's like a kind of off the wall novelty. What I would consider a novelty item or something like that. What you had a disappointment?
I bought t-shirt, graphic tee.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, you know, surfing around and there's a lot of scams out there. There's a lot of like, oh, your credit card company immediately like blocked that like checkout process or whatever that, right? Because like, oh, this is too good to be true. Like 100 t-shirts for $2, you know, like whatever, right?
Yeah. Eight albums for a penny?
But for
That actually
I was
worked.
Literally just telling my children about the Columbia Record House.
I have that blue shirt. I bought the retro Columbia House shirt.
You don't wear it enough. You should wear that more often.
I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
But the 12 CDs for a penny. Yeah. But remember, you had to buy 3 CDs at full price.
Right.
And not only was it full price, it was like $18.99 per CD.
Yeah. It's
shipping.
Still a good deal though.
You know? Yeah. Did you ever, you did it obviously.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Did you ever do the follow up?
I think it was cassettes when I did it back in the 80s.
Oh, I did both, dude. I did the cassettes.
I don't think I did CDs.
And then CDs came out. I did the CDs.
I think I just did cassettes.
Did you follow up your end of the bargain? Did you do the buy the 3 albums after the fact? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I did. I was scared they were going to come get me. So I was like peer pressure. I did it. You know,
I don't,
but still you come out ahead. You know,
you do the math, you still come out ahead.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I bought the other ones or not. I probably didn't.
Yeah, that's a good one. The Columbia. Where were those advertised? I feel like everyone in like junior high and high school.
Magazine.
There you go. Okay.
Cream.
Good old fashioned print ads.
You know, Rip Magazine, all the great 80s.
Guitar World.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Spin.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Spin Magazine.
Bob Guccione Jr. at Spin. What are you pissed off?
Yeah.
Dad.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh boy.
Anyway, back to my thing. I bought t-shirts. I bought like, oh, these are cool looking t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, where are my t-shirts?
You never got them?
Like, oh, they finally came. And I'm like, what's this package in the mail that's from like, just some dude, like some dude's name from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Right. Not that I'm anti Rancho Cucamonga. Shout out Rancho.
I thought you just made that up.
That's a real place.
That was a real place.
That's a real place. You know? And I'm like, what is this? And I open it up and I'm, cause it doesn't have the name of the company, the name, you know, and I'm like, oh, it's the shirts. Awesome. And I open it up and I'm like, oh no. It's like, you've got a shirt on that has, it's printed on the shirt. It's like a silk screen. It's like a printed thing, right? This is like bad heat transfer artwork where you see the seam and it looks like someone cut like the edges with a shitty scissor.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's like, oh, you heat pressed. Like this is a cool design. It's this raven. Actually, it's a cool design. It's a raven that's like turning his head, and he's got headphones on, but the headphones are music notes. But the way it sets in, it looks cool. I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool graphic.
But it's a total iron-on situation.
But I'm like, oh god, it's just like you bought like crappy Gildan, you know, t-shirts, and then heat pressed something on. It's like full
crunchy,
shiny. Like I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm ever gonna wear this. Like,
you know
this
me,
is so disappointing.
You know me in t-shirt printing.
Oh, dude, it's worse than your worst t-shirt.
So what you do? Did you send it back or did you? No, I mean, you're just, what am I gonna do? No, the guy's not gonna send me my money back.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. You know, I mean, let me put it this way too. They were cheap shirts. They're, like, you know, I mean, it's not like they were $35 for a shirt or anything like that. But I was like, oh, disappointed. God, Columbia Record House. That's a classic one.
Yeah, that was a good one. And I don't know. I have to believe that the reason that they did that was
long dramatic pause.
Well, I'm just trying to think why they would do that because they're not making money on that. Was it to pump up album sales numbers?
I have no idea. I mean, that's
they're not making money on that. They're losing money on that deal.
No, and then we had buddies. I mean, I had buddies that like would use like 10 different names.
Yeah.
You know, to the same address. And I'm like, dude, you guys are going to get in trouble. I mean, I don't know what trouble means in like the 80s.
The Columbia police are going to come get you. I think it probably had something to do with boosting record sales.
Probably
numbers.
Was. Because it was, you couldn't go deep in that catalog. Right? I mean, from what I recall, it was like, okay, it's Def Leppard. Hysteria
Pyromania.
And Pyromania, you know, it's GNR. It's, you know what I mean? It was kind of the top, you know, 50 albums or whatever like that of that time period, you know, so, but you couldn't go deep cuts. It wasn't like, oh, I'm getting this, you know, you know, other album or whatever. So,
and then there was all of the, like, I mean, kind of like that, but it wasn't Columbia House. It wasn't like that, but remember it was like all the, like, just jock jams. Like all the compilation albums.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, there's a whole series of compilation albums.
Now this is music.
Yeah.
Right? That was the thing. Now
kids,
this
kids
is music.
Bop. Oh, yeah. Lord. Kids Bop.
I feel like those were television commercials though, weren't they?
Yeah.
Cause it was like, oh, get this album. You get the CNC Music Factory song on there. Yeah. You get,
Pump Up the Jam.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All that kind of stadium rock.
Yeah. Jock jams.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. So the other classic one I always remember seeing forever, and again, I'm an old comic book aficionado, right? Is the Get Strong ads, right?
Oh, yeah.
Send in this thing, and it's the old illustration of like, you know, like Jack LaLanne, like with his arms out, like I'm like ripped or whatever, and the boy getting sand kicked in his face at the beach, like the little drawing of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was like, stop being a wimp, you loser, reading a comic book.
What did you get?
I think you got like an instruction manual on like a workout plan.
Like a workout plan.
Yeah. And it was like, hey, send in money. We're going to send you how to become fit, you know, so that you can get the girls and not be a weakling. You know, now this is like 1960s kind of funny ads, you know, in the back of magazines and stuff like that.
A lot of magic tricks too.
Oh, I wrote that one down. Magic tricks. Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, impress your friends, you know, like sleight of hand.
There's a great local Atlanta, shop called Eddie's Trick Shop.
Yeah, that's up on Marietta, right?
The magic store. The square
used to be on the square?
I think I read that it recently closed down for good.
Really?
Yeah, like a month ago or something.
Oh,
like
wow.
That. Yeah, like recently.
Okay, recent.
There used to be one in,
am I allowed to say I'm surprised they made it this long? I mean, who goes to a magic shop?
Right where Peachtree and Piedmont come together on Roswell and turn into Roswell Road?
Yes.
There in that, what you call it, little strip mall right there. It used to be one right in there, an Eddie's Trick Shop. That was a good spot.
All right, well, circling back around to Richard's Variety, it looks like they're still open over in, I mean, a quick Google search lets me know that they're still there. So, craziness, right? Any other interesting, wacky sort of classic ads that promote total BS? Projects or not projects, but products, you know?
I don't know, man. I do think that it's we should do a little bit of research and go see what we can find on. I bet my kids have ordered some TikTok.
Something or other
yeah. things that I'm unaware of.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I also think, like, I'm interrupting myself. Yep. Like, I think they're savvier than maybe we were at that age. Meaning, like, I've had my kids order things that they knew were knockoffs from China.
Yeah.
Going into it.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So they knew, they're like, oh, is it gonna be, like, they know that it's, something's not correct. It's not like, oh, we're selling you, you know, the exact same thing at a, you know, 90% discount. They kind of know going in, hey, this, I'm throwing the dice on this one, you know, and it's going to take like 12 weeks to get here.
Well, so that you're right. And there's, we have a lot of girls in our house. So, Shein, that company Shein.
Shein?
It's like Shein. They're massive.
Okay.
Massive. And I think they're out of China. And their clothes are like, $1. I mean, it's like the cheapest stuff. And same thing. The kids know, like, oh, it's going to be a horribly made shirt, but if I can just get one.
Yeah, one and done.
One wear out of it, it's worth it because it costs like $3.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's been some shoes that were bought, you know, some expensive athletic, you know what I mean? Like trying to see if it's of the same quality or things like that.
But like off brand?
Yeah, off brand. Yeah. You know, but then it has the same look and feel as the other one, but it's not, you know, like. And there have been some clothes, but for the most part, that's about it on our house.
Yeah.
So, and then my son's got me buying things off of eBay, but you know, you know what you're getting into.
You know what you're getting
eBay. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
International sellers. All right. Well, a little bit of a trip down memory lane for those, you know, 70s, 80s and those sort of classic funny, ads and commercials and whatnot, you know. The rest of the stuff I remember, it was just toy ads. You know what I mean? Lots of toys.
Lots of toy ads.
You know, which I don't think that really exists. I mean, we don't even have Toys R Us anymore.
Well, I don't think Saturday morning is what it, Saturday morning cartoons aren't what they used to be. And that's when you just got inundated with all the things.
Yeah. Well, kids don't even watch, they just watch YouTube.
I know.
So they get, they get whatever they get in their algorithm, you know?
Yeah.
Hats for people with small heads, you know, things like that.
I mean, I know.
Everything's specific, you know.
It worked, though.
It totally worked. Well, here's the good news. You got a hat out of it. One of them didn't work, but you got another good one.
That's right.
Well, we'll wrap it up for today.
All right. Well, you know where to find us on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com or, of course, on the socials. We are not hard to find. Yep. And we will talk to you for episode 123 next time.
123.
Bye.
See you.
The podcast.